listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 29th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing the new COVID-19 Omicron variant and travel restrictions from Southern African health countries posed by some nations, including USA, Britain, and others.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that no person died from COVID-19, while 40 new cases were recorded countrywide. As of 28 November 2021, that was as year of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 133,991 confirmed cases, including 128,655 recoveries and 4,705 deaths.
To date, at least 3.8 million people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and about 2.8 million their second dose.
Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa says it's unfair for developed countries and others to impose travel restrictions on Zimbabwe, South Africa, Mozambique, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Botswana following the outbreak of the Omicron variant.
Ngibambe zulukanda balinjani lapheli khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Lamhlanje ke u live talk sikhuluma ngakhona kwesonke thuse umhlaba wonke jikelele. Lapha sikhuluma ke nge-Omicron variant yona ehambelana legciwane le-COVID-19. Kodwa ke singakangeni singakajuli kukho konke lokho, sike sibone ke kwethulwa uhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Uhlangothi lolu kwelezimbabwe lubika ukuthi akula muntu obulewe i-COVID-19 izolo, besekusithi ke abantu abayi-40 bahlolwe batholakala vele COVID-19. Ngesikhathi seleso ke kuhlolwe kukhanya kulabantu abayi-9 abaphephe umkhuhlane lo. Xa sisikhangela ke sababulawa igciwane le-COVID-19 kumbe ngithi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye sebefika 4,705. Kuze kusithi labo asebejove ijekiseni yakuqala bayi 3.8 million, labo ke asebejove esibili bayi 2.8 million. Xa sisikhangela ke lokhu kuthiwa ngama-active cases, uhlangothi lolu luthi kulabantu abayi 631 i-COVID-19. Siyabamba abantu abafika 133,991 kwele Zimbabwe. Wapepa abayi 128,655. Nasi sikangela ke sisiya pambili, siyabona ukuthi kule gciwane leli kumbe ngithi ke kulokho sokukhanya sokuhlupha abantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele kuthiwa i-Omicron variant. Kukhanya sibili amazwe amaningi athi khonokho ke okutholakale kule South Africa ukuthi sokule Omicron, sokuzamele ke kumiswe indizamtshina ezivela eZimbabwe, indizamtshina ezivela South Africa, ezivela Namibia, Botswana, Lesotho, lamanye amazwe aku-Southern Africa. Kodwa kukhanya ngazani kulo hlupho olunye omangalisayo kukhona lokhu. Abanye sebesithi lelizwe leZambia lalo kumele lifakwe kuma-restrictions lawo. Ilizwe eqale ukwenza konke lokhu lilizwe leBrithani, Jonga, lithe lokhu umkhuhlane lowo kungani uyakhathaza, ngakho-ke kumele kumiswe indizamtshina. Walandela ke eGermany, walandela ke lamanye atshiyeneyo laku Middle East khona ngale lakho kunjalo. So ke kukhanya kuzani ke igciwane i-variant le yamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo, kodwa akukwaziwa ukuthi igulisa kanganani njalo izabanjwa njani. Konke lokhu kusadingwadingwa. Elemelika lapha siyabona ke umongameli Joseph Biden layo sethe ngcono abantu bami ukubuya ngapha. So kulezi zizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ezisuthi ngazo ziyabuya kwele Melika kumbe ziye eBrithani kumbe ziye ekhaya ngesikhathi seChristmas, kodwa kukhanya ngazani kuzaba nzima lo nyanga. So ke kunjalo ke Jonga khonokho ke esikhuluma ngakho mfowethu.
Ndizvozvo amavateereri nevatariri, zviri kutaurwa nemwe wangu Gibbs Dube nhasi muchirongwa chatinotarisa zviri kuitika paLive Talk musi uri musi wemuvhuro 29 November kana 29 Mbudzi 2021. Tiri kutarisa nezvedenda ranetsa reCOVID-19 tichinyanyonanganidza nezve imwe variant kana kuti utachiwana uchangobva kuwanikwa we Omicron. Ito takatatarisa kuti chii chakaitika nezuro munyika. Nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti hakuna munhu akafa neCovid-19. Asi vamwe makumi mana vakawanikwa vaine denda irori pavanhu vakavhenekwa nezuro. Zvichireva kuti zvakasiya uwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa vaine COVID-19 munyika. Pa 133,991 kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi matatu nezvitatu nemazana mapfumbamwe ane makumi mapfumbamwe nemumwe. Tichiona kuti vanhu vakanga vapona vakasiyiwa vasvika pa 128,655 kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvisere nemazana matanhatu nemakumi mashanu nevashanu vapona. Vanhu vashaya munyika kunyange hazvo nezuro pasina akafa vakanga vasvika pa 4,705 zviuru zvina nemazana manomwe nevashanu. Tichiona kuti vanhu vanodarika zvishoma mamiriyoni matatu ene mazana masere zviuru 3.8 million vakabaiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Vamwe 2.8 kana kuti vanodarika zvishoma mamiriyoni maviri nemazana masere zviuru vakabaiwa nhomba yepiri. Tichiziva kuti hurumende ine urongwa hwekuti inge yabaya kana kuti ine tarisiro yekubaya vanhu mamiriyoni gumi kana zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana 60% panopera gore. Vamwe vari kuti mutoro murefu usingatakuriki kana kusvikika, rwendo rusingasvikiki, vachitarisa kuti kwangosara mwedzi mumwe chete. Tichitarisawo zviri kuitika nedenda recovid-19 kuwanikwa kwakaita utachiwana hweomicron. Takanzwa mutungamiri weSouth Africa vaCyril Ramaphosa nezuro vachichema kwazvo kuti aiwa matana atorwa nenyika dzimwe dzakabudirira dzinosanganisira vana Britain naAmerica nedzimwe ekurambidza vashanyi kana ndege dzinobva kuChamembe kuAfrica kupinda munyika idzi. Matano asina kunge atorwa paitwa ongororo inokodzera nokuti vamwe vari kuti it's a rushed decision, hapana umbo wakanyanya kuti wangabva vabhana nokuti munyika idzodzo dzakabudirira tiri kunzwa kuti iyo Omicron yakutowanikwawo, tinonzwa kuti yakawanikwa mune dzimwe nyika dzinosanganisira vana Belgium. Ndofunga neIsrael neBritain kana ndisingakanganisi. Gives muAfrica taona Rwanda yatorawo matano ekususpenda kana kurambidza ndege dzinobva kuSouthern Africa. Chiva kuti ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvaakutoitika kuti muAfrica imomo kune dzimwe nyika dzaakuti aiwa imiri kuChamembe kuAfrica chimbomirai kusvika kuno tanga taona kuti zviri kufamba sei izvi. Tanzwawo Zimbabwe iri kutaurawo kuti aiwa iri kuita pose painogona kuti vanga vachiona kuti denda irori recovid-19 rabatwa sei uye iwo utachiwana uchaihwe Omicron hwavharwa zvakadii. Asi tinonzwa kuti utachiwana ihwohwu utachiwana hwakasimba kudarika hwanga huchimbowanikwa hwaitotyiwa hweDelta. Vakawanda vanoziva nezveutano vanotaura kuti iyo Omicron chirwere chakati strain kana variant yakati simbei. Saka zvinhu zvatenge tichikurukura nezvazvo hapana apa Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo ke I think jonga President Cyril Ramaphosa is fuming, he's very furious about what is going on. So let's listen to this interview that he did yesterday, and he says this is very unfair to Southern African nations.
We are deeply disappointed by the decision of several countries to prohibit travel from a number of Southern African countries, including our own, following the identification of the Omicron variant. This is a clear and completely unjustified departure from the commitment that many of these countries made at the meeting of the G20 countries in Rome last month. Now, these restrictions are completely unjustified and unfairly discriminate against our country and our Southern African sister countries. The prohibition of travel is not informed by science, nor will it be effective in preventing the spread of this variant. The only thing the prohibition on travel will do is to further damage the economies of the affected countries and undermine their ability to respond to and also to recover from the pandemic. We call upon these countries that have imposed travel bans on our country and our other Southern African sister countries to immediately and urgently reverse their decisions and lift the bans they have imposed before any further damage is done on our economies and to the livelihoods of our people. The emergence of the Omicron variant should be a wake-up call to the world that vaccine inequality cannot be allowed to continue. until everyone is vaccinated, everyone will continue to be at risk. Instead of prohibiting travel, the rich countries of the world need to support the efforts of developing countries, economies that is, to access and to manufacture enough vaccine doses for their people without delay. We know that the variant is responsible for most of the infections found in Gauteng over the last 2 weeks and is now showing up in all other provinces in our country. Over the next few days and weeks, as more data becomes available, we will have a better understanding of, one, whether Omicron is transmitted more easily between people, and two, whether it increases the risk of reinfection, and three, whether this variant causes more severe disease. If cases continue to climb, we can expect to enter a fourth wave of infections within the next few weeks, if not sooner. South Africa, like a number of other countries, is looking at booster vaccines for people who are at greatest risk and for whom a booster may be beneficial. Government has set up a task team that will undertake broad consultations on making vaccination mandatory for specific activities and locations. That is, to make vaccinations compulsory for certain locations and certain activities. Locations and certain activities.
Ye lo ke ngumnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa wakule South Africa nguye phela umongameli welizwe lakule South Africa uthi ke jonga kuyahlupha kakhulu kunoko kwenziwe ngamazwe ajeneyo so kuveleka kusekele uthi kumele bakureverse konke lokhu ngoba kuzabulala umnotho welizwe le South Africa, umnotho weZimbabwe, umnotho weZambia, Lesotho, lamanye amazwe lawo kusokumele kuvinjwe indiza mchina uthi lokhu ke abakwenzayo akuncedi lutho ngoba South Africa ihlolisise yabona i-Omicron variant lay. So ngakho ke pho-ke ibhanitshelwane xa ukuthi kunjalo. Kuphinde ke wakhuluma ngodaba lokuthi abasoze beqale kathesi ukuthi bafake khonokho ke okumele kuvalwe elizweni khonangale South Africa. Kodwa-ke kumele abantu behlatshwe bejova amajekiseni okuzivikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. So ukuthi lokhu kuqakatheke kakhulu. Ngakho kumele kube mandatory ukuthi nxa kusenziwa okunye kube labantu abahlatshiwe kuphela. So kunjalo-ke jonga okhulunywa uRamaphosa.
Ndizvo zvavadiwa vateereri, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa nava Cyril Ramaphosa, mutungamiri weSouth Africa, pamusoro pevariant yeOmicron kana kuti utachiwana hweOmicron. Vari kutiwo maitirwo akaitwa nenyika dzakabudirira ekungomhanyira kuvhara vanhu vanobva kuSouthern Africa kana kuchamembe kweAfrica, zvinhu zvisina kunge zvaitwa paitwa ongororo yakakwana, hazvitsigirwi neunyanzvi hwekutariswa kwezvirwere. Vachiti iwo zvinokanganisa zvakare matanho ari kutorwa nenyika dzemuSouthern Africa idzodzo dzinosanganisira Zimbabwe neSouth Africa kuti dzinge dzichirwisana nedenda reCOVID-19. Ramaphosa tanzwa vachitaura kuti aiwa panofanira kutorwa matanho ekubviswa bhani iyoyo kana kuliftwa kwebhani yekurambidza ndege dzinobva kuSouthern Africa. Vati zvinokanganisawo nyaya dzehupfumi hwenyika idzodzi dzine nyika dzine zvizvarwa zviri kuyanzwa kufamba kana kuti dzisingobvumidzwa kunge dzichishanyirwa nevanhu vanenge vachibvawo kunyika dzakaita seAmerica nekueurope, dzimwe nyika dzekueurope. Vari kuti instead of banning they should be supporting, hanzi panzvimbo yekuti vange vachirambidza kufambirwa kana kushanyirwa kwenyika idzo vanofanira kunge vachitotsigira nzira dzekurwisana nedenda irori, vachikurudzirawo zvakare kuti dai pachiita kuti pawanikwe anonzi mabooster vaccines kuitira kuti zvinge zvichirerutsa ndima. Ndo mashoko angaitarwa navaRamaphosa Gibbs. Tisakangana kuti imo makare muAfrica taona Rwanda yasuspenda kana kurambidzawo kumbomisa ndege dzinobva kuSouthern Africa kuti dzinge dzichipinda muRwanda. Hazvishamisi tikazoonawo panopera zuva ranhasi nyika dzakawanda dzemuAfrica dzichitorawo matanho iwayo, Gibbs.
And this evening, our first guest is Dr. Matthew Nyashano. He's a medical practitioner based in UK. Welcome to the program, Dr. Njashano.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. So what's your take on what is going on concerning this Omicron variant? And tell people what this Omicron variant is all about, briefly.
So this is a new variant that was that was discovered by South African scientists, and they alerted the world. And at the time of discovery, it was also discovered in Botswana and in Hong Kong. What is happening against the backdrop of discovering this Omicron variant is something which is not quite very good, which has not gone down very well with human rights activists and also the affected countries in Southern Africa. There seems to be no science in actually determining that flights from Southern Africa should not be received in other parts of the world when you see that this variant has not been discovered even in the United Kingdom, in Belgium, and in other countries across the world. So what might have actually happened is that the scientists in South Africa might have been the first to pick it up, and now they seem to be punished for actually alerting the world. And that does not mean that it originated in South Africa. It was picked up in South Africa, and it's now being picked up across the world. And it's so unwise that countries like those in Southern Africa are being punished, and they are being seen as the origin. And this is actually a departure from what was agreed upon on COP26 about development, about working together. And they actually did it in good faith. And what it teaches other scientists across the world now is that if you announce any new variant, you are going to be punished for it instead of people coming together. And this is, I, as a human rights, public health activist and academic, I have always been against this. And I must actually say, today we are waiting for ethical approval to actually see the experiences of people who are coming from red list countries, how they are detained, what are their plight in terms of well-being and mental health. And this is also coming against the backdrop of putting other countries on red list. And my question is there any science or it's politics? Because when you look at it from a public health perspective, you are saying the person is going to be detained. You detain the person, you test the person in the second day of detention, and the person proves that they do not have the variant. Why are you keeping the person for 10 days? What is the incubation period for COVID-19? That's the question.
Okay, yes, yes.
What we are not finding is those answers being answered. But what we are seeing mostly are the politicians cherry-picking which countries they want to put on the red list. I remember the last time the variant, we do not want to say originated, was first discovered in India. What happened? Southern Africa became a bone of contention, and a number of countries were put on a red list. And it is worrying to say that India was actually taken off and the countries in Southern Africa remained on the red list. And you start to doubt the science that is being used by leaders of the world. Is it based on probably their way of seeing other countries? Can we call this discrimination? Of course, the affected nations has all the right to call it discrimination because it is made against a backdrop of unproven facts.
Thank you very much, Choga.
Yes, and I go kumbira kuti Dr. Njashano vangotsimira nerurimi rwaamai kuti mashoko avanga vachitaura vanoti pamusoro pe zviri kutorwa matanho ari kutorwa nedzimwe nyika kurambidza vanobva ku Southern Africa kupinda munyika idzi zvichitevera kuwanikwa kweutachiwana hweOmicron?
Hongu, zvinhu zvina zvakaoma zvikuru kuti iye zvino takuona kuti nyika dzekuSouthern Africa ndodzakunzi hatichadi kuona ndege dzavo dzichifamba dzichienda kune dzimwe nyika. Zvinhu zvakaitika apa ndezvekuti mascientist ekuSouth Africa ndiwo akatanga kuona chirwere variant yeOmicron. Ndokubva vasheya nedzimwe nyika kuti ndo zviri kune izvi. Pachiitiko ichi, pane kesi yakaonekwa kuBotswana, pane mamwe makesi akaonekwa kuHong Kong. Iye zvino tichigara kudaiwo, makesi aveko kuUK, kuBelgium. Chatisiri kukwanisa kuziva, hazvisiri kureva pa kuti chirwere ichi chakatangira muSouth Africa. Kungotaura kuti chakatanga kuzoonekwa muSouth Africa. Asi zvaakuitika ndezvekuti vakatoti vakasheya nevanhu vekuSouth Africa ndo vaakuita senge vaakutopanichwa kuti imimi makazvitaurirechi. Izvi zvaakuita kuti mamwe masaindisti ane mune dzimwe nyika chiro akazoona chirwere achanyarara, nekuti anenge akutya kuti ndege dzavo dzichange dzaakukoneswa kuenda kune dzimwe nyika. Izvi zvinhu uyezve zvinenge zvinhu zvisinenge zvisiri kushandiswa dzatingati sainzi kana kuti unyanzvi kuti vange vachitaura kuti ndege dzisange dzichibhururuka dzichienda kune dzimwe nyika. Nekuti tikatarisa izvi, pane imwe variant yakanga iriko inonzi iyo yakatanga kuonekwa kuIndia. India zvakazopedzisira zvaakunzi South Africa nedzimwe nyika dzekuSouthern Africa variant iyo yaonekwazve, saka dzaakumuiswa pared list. Dzaiswa pared list kudero kwayakatanga kuonekwa chaiko kuIndia. India yakabviswa pared list. Dzakasara dziri pared list inyika dzekuSouthern Africa. Naizvozvo zvinotanga kuti isusu vanhu vamwewo vanenge vari maacademics nemaactivists titange kufunga kuti sei Southern Africa munhu wese achingomhanyira ikoko, sei makungoti kuSouthern Africa ndo yatove pared list. Enda red list yenya inoita seinogara yakatogadzirwa kare.
Asi Dr. Nyashanu, ndiende mubvunze ipapo kuti pane chakaipa here kuti imi semuridzi wemusha mukanzwa kunzewo kwaita mhirizhonga yoyoyoyoyoyo, moti vana venyu pindai mubhabva mavhara madhoo mozochinatarisa kuti chii chiri kukonzera commotion nemachengetedza vana venyu.
Zvinhu izvozvo zvakaipa zvikuru, uye zvekana tichigara tichiti the world has become a global village. Hausisiri musha wako badzi, hauvhari bedroom uchisiya vamwe vana kunze, tave mhuri imwe chete pano. Chaifana kunge chichiitwa ndechekuti mascientists vasati vapa madecisions to take, vacollect as much information as possible. Iye zvino tiri kunzwa kuti ndandakateerera news, mascientists ari kuti pane humbo hwakuuya kuti humbo Omicron inoparara zvakanyanyisa, asi vese vanhu vakarwara neOmicron iri kuramba iri mild. Haisi violent as violent as we have seen with the previous one. Iye evidence iri kupinda iye zvino. Apa vanhu vatomhanya kare kuvharira vamwe kunze, vamwe vachirumwa nemakarwe vari munzizi. Zvaitika apa ndezvekuti aiwa, yes, tinofanira kunge tichizotorawo madecision tichivhara madhoo, asi ngativharei madhoo tazoona kuti aiwa, chokwadi chikara ichi chiri kuuya chikara, uye zvingatiregerei kuvharira. Iye zvino zvatakuona zvino kwanguwa kuvharirana nekuvharirana. Ndatonzwawo kumwe kwekuti kwavaa kuti havachadi kuonawo ndege dzekuBritain. Asi chavasiri kuziva ndechekuti dzimunamba vari kuvharira dzekuBritain mavo chirimo. Zvakaitwa neSouth Africa kwakuri kuti aiwa vakomana, mumuri mapindwa nechinhu ichi, tsvagai kwamuri kuti hachikowo here. Hazvisi kureva kuti macases ese atiri kuona akabva kuSouth Africa, because payakaonekwa South Africa, Hong Kong chakanga chatoonekwa, Botswana chakaonekwa, dzimwe nhambo chachitoriwo muBritain dai vakanga vanga vachitsvaga.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. And as you are saying, there's a report now coming from the Associated Press. I'll read part of the report. It says South African doctors say the rapid increase in COVID-19 cases attributed to the new Omicron variant
is resulting in mostly mild symptoms. Dr. Yuben Pillay, a general practitioner in Gauteng province, where 81% of the new cases have been reported, said so far the cases have been mild. He said patients are having flu-like symptoms, dry coughs, fever, night sweats, and body aches. He said most have been treated at home. Most of the new cases in South Africa have been among people in their 20s and 30s, and doctors not that age group generally has milder symptoms of COVID-19. They warn that older people infected by the new variant could have more severe symptoms. So we also talked to Professor Solwayo Ngwenya about the current situation concerning COVID-19. And this is what he said about this new variant.
Wamanje umkaka omucha owe Omicron lo osukona we COVID-19 abathi new variant. Ate sakhuluma ngokuthi nxa singaziphathanga kuhle kuzafika imikhakha enje. Nanko ke umkhakha usufikile. Liyaxwayisa ukuthi lo umkhakha mubi kakhulu, kumele unanzelele. Ungaqeda imphefumulo zabantu eziningi kakhulu. Kumele abaningi abangasebenziyo lihlale phansi lilalele ukuthi kuthiwane ngomkhakha lo omuthi. Abahambayo njalo emsebenzini linanzelele lezikolo ukuthi umkhakha lo walunompoli ligqoke ama-face mask wona lawo lingaze lasondelelana liphefumulelana eduze. Ngoba umkhakha le izuzakala umuntu nxa ekuphefumulele eduze kwakho. Limekhatshana lingaze lasondelelana. Uze umkhakhalo ungalibambi njalo libe lokhu ligeza izandla lokhu esikuthi hand sanitizing. Yazwa njalo ukuthi amanye amazwe asevalile ukuthi abantu bengahambi ngoba lo umkhakha ukhanya wethuse abantu abaningi emhlabeni. Yiwo umkhakha abantu kade sikhuluma ngawo ukuthi nxa singaziphathanga singagcina sifika kule ingozi. Ingozi le engabe sikiyo injengale ingozi eyabonwa ngobaba ngo-1918 ababethi Fraser. Yipho ulibona amanje amazwe segijime avala ukuthi abantu bengafiki ngoba i-coronavirus le isitshintshile singomunye umkhakha onamathelayo masinyane umemetheke. Yikho babonile ukuthi kungcono bevale abantu bengahambi.
So what to Professor Solwayo Ngwenya is saying here is that this new variant is spreading very fast and people should be careful. They must stick to the WHO regulations, put on your mask, social distancing, and all these other things. He says it works. So at the end of the day, he says avoid crowds by all means. So he also spoke about the restrictions. He'll be saying, could be justified because you never know what is going to happen, in other countries, But he didn't necessarily talk about, this stigmatization that is said to be happening as per what Ramaphosa was saying. So,
yes, before we go to our next guest, Gibbs, I have a statement by the Secretary General of the United Nations on travel restrictions related to COVID-19. I read, I commend the government and science and health community of South Africa for acting early to identify the emergence of a new COVID-19 variant. I'm now deeply concerned about the isolation of Southern African countries due to new COVID-19 travel restrictions. As I and others have long warned, low vaccine rates are a breeding ground for variants. The people of Africa cannot be blamed for the immorally low level of vaccinations available in Africa, and they should not be penalized for identifying and sharing crucial science and health information with the world. I appeal to all governments to consider repeated testing for travelers together with other appropriate and truly effective measures with the objective of avoiding the risk of transmission so as to allow for travel and economic engagement. New York, 29 November 2021. That is from the United Nations Secretary General Gibbs.
So it seems there's a lot that is happening. Now we're joined by Mr. Tim Sipa. He lives in Britain. Welcome to the program, Mr. Msipa.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, siyabonga. Uza kubuza umbuzo ngesilungu ujonga khonapho, then salandela ngesindebele. Go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, Mr. Msipa, welcome to our show. You are in the United Kingdom, and we have seen what the UK has done to Southern African countries. How is the mood and reaction from people from Southern Africa or from Africa in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, so far, this thing has hit a lot of our people, the Southern African community, really serious. In the sense that most of them, we have a lot of people who had made arrangements, bought tickets, that they should have been traveling from this side, from around this week to the few coming weeks, because they wanted to spend their Christmas over in Africa. And all those plans had to be cancelled. And some of them, the way they had got the tickets, they are non-refundable tickets they've got. So they are trying to negotiate whether they can move them forward to a later date, because the airline or the ticket providers, they say it can't be refundable. So it is sad. People had made plans, and now people are finding themselves in this predicament, which wasn't really anticipated, and it took everybody by storm, you know. So I don't know what's the best, because from the look of things, if we hear from people who are in the southern already that are there, some there are mixed feelings. Some people, like from us here, we can blame them and say it's their fault, because some of them didn't want to take the vaccine. But at the same time, whoever has reported it and whoever has received the news have took the decision in a wrong way, without really analyzing and really looking into the severity of the cases there. Like the scientists, if they've found that they've discovered this new variant, so that didn't mean that those countries have produced it. They didn't cook it. They must have just caught it from somebody who came from either elsewhere, but they discovered it. But now they're going to suffer for being the first one to discover that. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm. So ngasikhangela ke ngesindebele ongasifakela khona ukuthi ke abantu kona ngapho ebilitane ubona ngani bamenjani ngasikhangela ke i variant lesikhona kulabanye phela kade befuna ukuye ekhaya ungathi ngakhona kuba
yeah le nto ngesikhathi efike ngaso la ithethe abantu ngesivumvungu bebengasilindele lesisimo ngoba iningi besebenze inhlelo zokuthi bathenge amatikiti okundiza bahambe bayebona izimuli ekhaya. Abanye bebevele bezimisele ukuthi bayedlalela ikhisimusi ngaphesheya. So kusho-ke ukuthi laba bantu inhlelo lezo sokumele ziguquke, sokumele zitshintshe, ngoba akusela bantu abavunyelwayo ukuthi baye ku-red list, and labo it's a big risk to take that chance. Ngoba ukuthiwa ukuhamba ungahamba kuyele, kodwa-ke ekujikeni kwakho ikhona ozobona khona uhlupho lokuthi maybe awuvunyelwe ukuthi ungene elizweni, or uzongena ungene kuma-quarantine centers akhona lawo at your own expense. So ngendlela abantu abasebenza ngakhona kuba lukhona ukuthi ungene ufike laphana maybe bethi i-2 weeks quarantine time.
So siyakuzwa baba Msipha, sibona ngazane ke amagagasi akho ngani asebambe ukubi. Yeah, so as he's saying here, Jonga, the situation is really very, very fluid. As we speak right now, you know, Britain may be reconsidering its stance, you know, as we hear, but that has not been confirmed as yet. So let's get to Mr. Ngulube. Mr. Ngulube is in South Africa. Ukhona ngale eGoli. Baba Ngulube, uhamba njani kona ngapho? Police, I'm going to
Ngiyabonga baba Dube njani lonke lo munye wakho lisebenza lonke.
Hayi siphile kakhulu. Ye kwamba njani?
Hayi, hayi ku right nje bana belufaka nje ama report konke kunjalo. Njengoba president eshilo. Njengoba sike sathi ukuthi u president ukhulumile ukuthi into le ngani bayijahile bayebo inhlonze nje bana ibanjwe ngekhanda bayijahile. Siyazibuza ukuthi what informed this decision yale. Endenxa usisizwa uDr ekukhuluma uDr uyakhuluma enxa usizayo latest report from uDr Pili Amama specialist and then a report from United Nations konke they are pointing to the same issue ukuthi this decision was ill informed vele asikwazi ukuthi bayithethe njani usisizwa ukuthi was it a political decision kumbe kulokunyo oku influence leyo decision asisakwazi. And then ukuthi into le discover isiqale ukukhuluma kakhulu nge Saturday ekseni before the day end bese ku vele UK sithethe decision ukuthi ama flight abant so kusho ukuthi iyabe consulting in those scientists those abantu abaziwa abalolwazi ukuthi ba consult bavumelana so isono lapha isono se South Africa songani so ukuthi babone leyani into ukuthi kulento enjalo ekho. Asazi ngalo ukuthi yini okuke ngalo.
Yes, tolwanga kwabo baba ungayikhatshana sizwe ke ubaba uNyashano. Jonga maybe our doctor can actually explain what is going on here because things may end up maybe going the wrong way. So there you are, I think Nyashano.
Yes, Dr. Nyashano, I think you heard from Gibbs and the other two guests. What's the current situation in the United Kingdom? The calls for the lifting of this suspension. Is the British government taking heed of that?
Not yet. No, we have not seen any movement within the political echelons, but we hope that this is going to get there because this is a clear demonstration that good people who are transparent are normally going to be punished. We know how this information about COVID-19 was actually delayed in China and how many people were crying about the delay in sharing the information. And when people do that, they are then segregated. I think we need to rethink and we also need to differentiate political decisions and public health evidence-based decisions, which we are actually seeing happening. And this detention of people from the so-called red list countries has a lot of flaws when it comes to public health. And many people think that the decisions are politically taken, and rightly so, they have to believe in that. And there is need for movement, and there is need to consider facts before people take drastic measures that can affect the economies of these countries, and taking into consideration that these are low-income countries which are actually fighting to go forward in a very precarious situation. I think there is more that needs to be considered. The developed countries has got an obligation to also supply vaccines in these countries where they are thinking that they are not doing right. It's very unethical that as a developed nation, you ban flight and you think you seclude yourself. Whatever will happen in the developing countries in terms of health will end up in developed countries. The best thing to do and the ethical thing to do is to share what we have and fight the disease on one side as human beings and stop this segregation and the politically motivated decisions that might be seen as discriminatory by other people.
So now, in terms of this kind of isolationist agenda, does it work? Like segregating some of these countries?
To me,
or maybe, let me put it this way. These kind of travel restrictions have been imposed right now. But how do they know that some of those nations do have or don't have the variant?
Thank you very much, Gibbs. This is what we were saying, that it's this is being taken against the ethos of public health. What was supposed to have been done was, first of all, to look for that variant in different parts of the world before you even think that it originated in Southern Africa or in South Africa. South Africa must actually be commended for actually identifying that. And at the same time of identification, it was actually found in Hong Kong and Botswana. And it might have been in other countries, but because they had not actually looked for it, or they did not do a robust job with regard to COVID-19, they couldn't find it. And we should not be blaming South Africa. There is a lot of things that should be done right. And if we respond to things by trying to close each other out, the ethos of working together as nations is going to go down. And that will actually breed mistrust. And some people are going to keep quiet. And if we have this attitude of saying those who discover something and share with others, they are blamed for it, it's not going to work for the country. It's not going to work for the world. I think a world working together should actually be seen in making decisions that are craft literate and craft competent, that also puts the lives of people first before looking at who they are, where they come from, where they are located. This should actually be viewed with an eye of discontent, especially when you look at the regionalism by which decisions are being taken and how swift they are being taken. And we know that this happened in India. United Kingdom took a long time to actually put India on the red list. And people will start to ask why.
Yes, nengo isamvunze kuna Dr. Nyashani ipapo. Ndichiti, asi iro danu ratoru wane nyika izo ziru kura mbizandege kupinda mu nyika izo zo. Aisi imwe nzira ere inoshandiswa kana kubatsira kuti nyika dzemu Africa idzo dziri affected dzinge dzichionawo padziri kukanganisa munyaya yeCOVID-19.
Asika kana makuti tiri kudzivirira dzekuAfrica, inini makuonekwa menyu chirimo chirwere chacho zvakubatsirei. Ndopatisiri kuona, ndopatiri kuti ipo zvisati zvatorwa zvese izvi, pakataurwa nevanhu nemascientists eSouth Africa kuti tabwana chirwere ichi. Chaifana kuitwa ndechekuti nyika yega yega ifana kuti kune mascientists ayo tsvagai chirwere ichi chirimo here, chozoonekwa kuti aiwa chiriko kuBritain, chiri kwakati, chiri kwakati. Ko tingaita here kuti tichidzivirira dzekuSouth Africa istinacho already? Hazvichabetseri, zvatongove zvekungoda kungourayana kana kutenge taakutoti takuwanirai pano patataka kumakai imi tatokuwanai. Ndo zvinenge zvakunge zvakuitika. Ndinofunga kuti dai paine chakaitwa nemascientists kuti ngavatarise kuti hachiko here. Izvi ndakuona kuti chiri iko kwese munyika dzakasiyana siyana. Kuya kuti tavhara neSouth Africa chero ikasabhururuka ndege ichibva kuSouth Africa kana kuZimbabwe kana kuMozambique, kwenyu chiriko uko zvakare. Saka dzimwe namba hatitozivi kuti kuda chakatotanga kwenyu ikoko.
Tinotenda Dr. Nyashano Gibbs, just to read this pitch here. Botswana has detected 15 more cases of the Omicron variant and says the virus was imported despite first cases being detected in the country in South Africa. Officials refused to disclose the nationalities of the first four people who tested positive for the new variant last week. Botswana has not imposed any fresh restrictions despite the detection of the new variant. The country is concerned with the politicization of the virus, arguing placing Botswana and other Southern African countries, including Zimbabwe, on the red list will affect vaccines delivery. Maybe we can bring in one of our guests, especially Mr. General of South Africa, yes, about Zimbabweans going on holiday now. It's the festive season, Gibbs, and we know that some may opt for going via Beitbridge border, but some make it easier going home just riding on crocodile backs, how is that going to affect the fight against this Omicron? Because that will definitely happen, that people will cross into Zimbabwe illegally and cross back into South Africa illegally.
Definitely, before we go to him, let's listen to this audio that was sent to us by Dan Moyo. Dan Moyo lives here in Washington, D.C., and he says he's in South Africa. He'll be coming very soon to USA, but there's this travel ban, or let me say travel restriction. So let's listen to him now.
The situation is that the new variant is Omicron. South Africa. Esikhozi ukuthi babhane ama-flight aphumayo lapha ukuya e-Europe lase-America. So nginje lapha ngi-start okwamanje, but amalanga ami okutravela bengakafiki. So sengi-check at every day ukuthi ngi-checkele airline ukuthi bathini siya-flyer noma si-fly. So okwamanje kule confusion enkulu kakhulu ngoba I think abantu abaningi abakwazi whether bazovunyelwa ukuthi baphume. Siyazi ukuthi bekuthiwe ama-US citizen kumele avunyelwe ukuphuma. Kodwa into izoba inkinga ukuthi ama-flight sokumele ba-rearrange, ngoba uma kuwukuthi i-flight inabantu abaningi abalapha eMzansi abafuna ukuphuma, then abasakhona ukuphuma. So kusho ukuthi ma i-flight izovisile abantu abalutshwane, so sokumele ukuthi ba-rearrange. So hayi sizozo kwamanje i-flight yami ayikakhanselwa, but ngathi ngibona amanye ama-flight akhanselwa. So ngilindile lami ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi i-confusion le yaleli gciwane leli i-Omicron le abakhuluma ngayo ukuthi likhuluka i-disruption yakhona izoba nkulu kanganani. Abantu abaningi izolo bebegcwele, izolo lakuthange bebegcwele be-scrambler e-OR Tambo Airport bezama ukuthi babona ukuthi bangathola i-flight ezophuma masinya ukwenzela ukuthi bangavalelwa la. Kodwa sizwile upresident umongameli uCyril Ramaphosa e-addressa isizwe izolo esithi no asoza increase i-lockdown or anything efana laleyo. Ukhuthaza nje abantu ukuthi babe more vigilant, bagqoke ama-mask, basanitize, bamake sure ukuthi ababi kuma-large crowds. So hayi okwamanje yikho lapho esikhona ngalolu daba.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Dan Moyo. He is in South Africa right now. He lives here in USA. So let's bring in Mr. Sipho Ngulube, like what Jongo had actually suggested, in terms of people traveling to Zimbabwe during holidays. So maybe go ahead, Jongo.
Yes, Mr. Ngulube, I just wanted to help us on this. We understand the border is still closed, the Zimbabwe-South Africa border, the Zimbabwe side, the Great British Border Post, and some entry points are still closed because of the variant. Now there's this Omicron, and people are planning to go to Zimbabwe for holidays. What do you think is going to happen? We have heard of reports of people crossing illegally into Zimbabwe. Do you think this is going to stop Zimbabweans crossing into back home for Christmas holidays?
Hello again. I don't think this will stop Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are prepared to go. They will go. You see, they are going once in a year to visit families on different issues. And we know these Zimbabweans with permits, they are still allowed to travel, go home and back. But the other side, the general public is not allowed to travel. But that won't stop Zimbabweans from traveling. So we don't know how prepared is our government. We heard yesterday the Minister of Health said the Zimbabwean government is prepared. People must not panic. Everything is in order in Zim. But in reality, we know the situation at home. We know the health system is almost there. So we don't know what exactly is going to happen. But this is a risk. Now it's reported in Botswana and here in South Africa. I don't know. Maybe this variant is already in Zimbabwe, but it's not detected, like the doctor said. We can't say it started in South Africa and Botswana. It could be anyway, but it's just that it's not detected. It's because the people they don't have the capacity to do so. That might be the issue in Zimbabwe. That thing, we don't know. Zimbabwe is not safe.
Yeah, I was following a city to go what Kuma, who did come be. I'm under the way I up in Pesikaya. Umbe, woman was way.
I want to do a Javani port in Vadi. We Vadi, Nale, where is Bapu Vadi, Abantabanga, Abarama passport, Abanya, Java, but Abarama payment by Hamba. But as was it was a Hamba, but I want to Zimbabwe very much or it have a Hamba, very much a Hamba, by a Hamba. More than 50% of the Hamba, whatever Peter up among Allah's woman. So, as I go for Hamba, look. As a Hamba want to cry, I'm very enjoyable, I'm very miserable, I have a pendu. But this thing I was here with the variant on a day in Gozong and I was a cheer. Look at the car, very sick, whatever it was. Jevan Chiru took to Woody. He won a valley lap, and I would lap a valley resources of which I tested a potwana. But I'm a Yamazu, Yamu, when I got to eat it.
Yes, when I was an egg, Munya Oban, Umchina, a Lumber Conapo, a Sis, Woody, Mohammedan. Come on, Gulu.
Singakurma, Woody is a South Africa, the Potwana. Skulam Kabanga, who is young Zimbabwe, very tariffy. Since the Minister of Health is all excellent, Zimbabwe is rate about Banga Danga too. But the Queen is aware that Zimbabwe is not ready. The situation is badly as I ask. The good tester, the Zimbabwe Tumta test is aware that very good cause. So as far as ready, we show ready, which I would show you. As you go to the show, we talk to the Winnie Punawi politics, but the Queen is aware that Zimbabwe is going to be in my Uzabu ingos. This is Zimbabwe yabe sengozini. But as the clinic ukuthi ingozi onganani kwabo.
Yes, yakuzwa ke. So nxa ukukhuluma ngabantu abalama payment, ubonani bazahamba yini? Bephenduke.
Ah, bangahamba abantu bahambe baphenduke ngesikhathi ngezizathu ezishineyo. Ngoba abanye yabo beza ukuthi sebefuna ukuhamba early baphenduke in time before the end of the year. But sokuchiyana abanye they are not ready to take his risk in a situation and this ekhona but abantu bakithi bahamba awu abanye sebangashiya ama passport bahambe ngedawu lapho yona leba hamba bayiphendu ngoba ilithuba kuphela abalalo abantu lona le
yes siyawuza babungulube sicela ubambe khona phoke sibise ke uDr Nyashano ake sicacisele ngakhona ukuthi nxa abantu becrossa bebanengi besiye Zimbabwe ngesikhathi seChristmas kunokwenzakala so Dr Nyashano Mr. Ngulube is talking about people going back home from South Africa during the Christmas holidays. How dangerous is that? Taking into account the Omicron and even the general COVID kind of virus.
Yes, just like what Mr. Ngulube has said, we could actually be sitting here and talking already the virus might be in Zimbabwe. What I will actually advise is that all those who are crossing into Zimbabwe, either from Botswana, South Africa, Mozambique, Zambia, and other surrounding countries, all they need to do is to do the normal thing that we have always been doing about preventing COVID-19. One, they should need to sanitize their hands. They need also to wear face masks. They need also to respect social distancing as they go and avoid, congregating closer to each other. This is what they need actually to continue doing as part of preventing them from any virus or variant. Talking about the new variant and trying to induce fear in people, will not be ethical, but what we need to do is to, yes, of course, they need to know that there's a new variant coming in, which is found to be spreading so fast. So it is also important that we step up masking our faces, also respecting social distancing and sanitizing. And this is what I could actually say to people who will be traveling home for the festive season.
Yes, Dr. Nyashano, takambotaura pachirongwa chino panyaya yekuti Zimbabwe ingatarisirwa here kusvitsa 10 million. Tinoona kuti taitaura here nyaya yakawanda asi kuramba tichiuchidzana chinhu chakanaka kuti tione kuti vanonzwa vazive kuti aiwa hapasati pasvika 10 million kuti mumwe munhu anogona kusaenda kunobayiwa achifunga kuti pane herd immunity.
Yeah, chokwadi 10 million yakataurwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuti vanenge vaichinge vaisvitsa pakupera kwemwedzi wazvita ndizvo muna December. Aiwa, handifunge kuti vachange vachikwanisa kunge vachisvitsa tikatarisa vanhu vakabaiwa nekwatakabva nekuuyazve kuri kuita vanhu zuva nezuva vari kubaiwa. Nenguva yasara yekuti vange vachisvitsa 10 million kwete, hurumende haisi kunge ichikwanisa kunge ichisvitsa vanhu 10 million ivavo. Chinoda kuitwa zvakare, vajonga tiri pano takayeuchidzana kuti ibasa rehurumende kunge ichikwanisa kunge ichidzidzisa vanhu kuti kubayiwa kwakanakirei, uyezve vakabayiwa havasi kuiswa zvirwere ba, vari kutodzivirirwa kubva muzvirwere. Chiri kuitika ndechekuti kana mukasadzidzisa vanhu, nzvimbo iyaiya yamunenge ichinge ichifanira kunge ichitorwa nepfungwa dzakanaka dzamunodzidzisa inotorwa nepfungwa dzekutyityidzira, uyezve dzekudzidzisa kwenhema kunenge kuchitaurwa neavo vanenge vachiti vanenge vachiziva mumacommunities. Ndo zvinenge zvabatwa nevanhu. Naizvozvo zvunhu zvinoita kuti zvinge zvichidzivirira vanhu kuti vange vachiuya kuzobayiwa.
Yes, so in short, what can you say could be the short-term solution to this COVID variant, Dr. Nashan?
So in the short term, one of the things that needs to be done across the world is for scientists to actually study the characteristics of this micron variant. And we already have any information coming in that it's not so drastic for those that it is attacked, and which means it's good information, and we should actually be getting more information in the short run, and then people can make decisions alongside that, and that can actually help people to live in tranquility together as one, rather than people trying to suspect each other that, oh, these are the people who are causing it. And this is stigmatization. Actually, the stigma that we are still fighting against when we look at conditions like HIV. And this is how it started. And once it is very easy to put in stigmatization, but very difficult to take it out of the people. So governments and other countries should actually think before they make any decision that can be seen as discriminatory or stigmatizing certain nations. I think the short run should be scientists to work on the available data and continue to get the data before making drastic decisions. And all what we need to do, as we have been doing, is to make sure that we cover our faces with masks. We also sanitize. We also respect social distancing. And those are the things that has kept us until where we are, that has actually reduced the number of people who are dying. And we need to encourage people to take up vaccines. That's all.
Yes, and as we wrap up here, Chonga, I was just trying to check the meaning of Omicron. And according to the Oxford Dictionary, it is the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet. And in astronomy, it is the 15th star in a constellation. So I don't know how they name these kind of variants. Dr. Nashan, why Omicron?
I don't have any clue as to how the name came to be. I would be interested to know.
And the last one was Delta. So how are they giving these variants names? You know, it seems very interesting, right?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't. It's not directed to anyone. I would be afraid.
Yeah, it's like maybe the hurricanes, Joga. You know, sometimes the hurricanes. Yeah, some of them are really troublesome. You know.
Yeah. Quite. And they give them certain names.
Yeah, and on that note, I think we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Matthew Nashanu. He is a medical practitioner based in the United Kingdom. We also have Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is based in South Africa. And we also have Mr. D. Msipa. He is also in South Africa. So our show is over for today. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Bye-bye.